This is the third time that I'm doing this intro as we come to you live from City Fest. My first one was fantastic. It was award-winning. There are people out there still talking about it. But because Gavin could not do his job, we are now doing this for the 15th time. I'm starting this in a bad mood, Gavin. I'm in a bad mood now. And I'm going to bring up your Thanksgiving Day list, how bad it was.
Okay.
You know? By the way, if you're a listener to the show, you know what I'm talking about. It's the worst list ever. He put roll on the list. Not rolls. Roll. One roll. Who eats one roll at Thanksgiving?
How big is the roll?
It's not. It's not big. That's the point. That's the point of this whole thing. But anyway, I digress. Thank you so much for joining us. We are here live from City Fest. Multiple bands today. We've got food trucks. We got vendors. It's just going to be so much fun. It's hot, but we are now in the air conditioning, and we're going to do a little quicker episode than normal, and even quicker now that Gavin messed up three times. But we do have a couple of guests, and we're going to get to them right now. We've got the one and only. We got Dane Albright, personal friend of mine, who I have known for years and carried for years. He is the lead singer for one of the greatest bands that nobody's ever heard of. They are the Days, and they're making their Hueytown debut today.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to think that I'm kind of responsible for that.
Yeah, you did get us on this bill.
Thank you. Well, that's what I do.
But you just said you carried me for years. Oh, where'd you carry me to?
Well, I mean, just personally, physically, mentally, everything. Okay. I mean, you know, when we've been around people. Yeah,
yeah. I'll give you the mental part. I don't know about the physical.
So let's talk real
Maybe
quick.
Maybe in your car. That's carrying, there, right?
Well, you know, I like to drive a lot. That too. I like to be in control.
It's true.
But first time ever playing Days Fest. But you've actually played Hueytown, but kind of a different incarnation of the Days, right? Back in the day, yeah. Back in front of the parking lot on like a.
Oh yeah. Back years ago, but I was in. It was another band. That was the Daddy Long Legs with Chuck Klickler, one of Hueytown's
finest
favorite.
Yeah.
We played out here before, back then, but that's many years ago.
Now, for the first time listeners, talk about what kind of music y'all are. The genre.
Well,
you think?
We call it. I call it junk rock, which makes no sense to anybody else, but it's retro. It's pretty much retro rock and roll. It's anywhere in between anything from the late 60s, early 70s, with a hint of maybe a mid 80s.
Yeah.
But not too much 80s because the other members of the band didn't grow up in, I mean, well, we all grew up in the same era, but they were in a different genre of music style than I was growing up. And then, so it's just a little. Just a hodgepodge of just late 60s, 70s, and it's all rock and roll. So, you know, I mean, there's nothing going to be slow about this thing today.
It's going to be a lot of energy on the stage. So basically what he's saying, if you are in your late 50s to pretty much older, you're going to really enjoy the activities today.
Yeah, and you might not know every song that we play, but you will when we finish it.
So I've been asking for years that there'd be an opportunity for me to come on stage. You'd have me come sing a song, and usually you kind of let me down on that, but I mean, I'm always available, and you've seen me sing before.
Exactly. Yeah, no, you know, if we were doing Dime, an old song of ours that you do know the lyrics to,
I can sing it
several times. If we were doing that today, you could get up there, but we would need a little bit of longer
A little bit
set,
of practice.
You know, we're only 45 minutes today, so.
Well, 44 and a half. It's 44 and a half.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'll cut one short song short, but if we were going 50, you got Dime.
Now, if you're asking right now, can I sing, the answer is, well, I don't know. I'm not going to say yes.
Well, you sing
no.
Gib.
That's true.
If anybody on this podcast knows his nickname.
Yeah, I do.
I can't say it.
No, you can say it. Yeah,
it's Gib.
Yeah.
It's Gib. So, and we have a thing that we call singing Gib.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's only certain people can sing Gib.
Who would you compare me to vocally?
Oasis, the lead singer of Oasis.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And they were world famous, by the way.
Yeah.
They just couldn't get along with each other. They'd still be performing.
Yeah, the two brothers just kept fighting the whole time.
Absolutely.
But he's got a very Oasis, I don't know which Gallagher it is. But
it's one of the many. Yes.
Yeah, well, there's two of them. But
that's
anyway.
Many. There's too many of them.
Yeah. He's very Oasis-like singing.
Okay, so that's true, and really I am a great singer. That's what we're really trying to get to here. So let me ask you a question.
All comes back to the gift.
Let me ask you a question. What I know you got something special planned. You usually try to end with something that people know. You're going to try to begin with something. So what are you beginning with today?
We're beginning with One Way or Another by Blondie.
Awesome. Okay,
yeah,
that's a crowd
pleaser.
We're
only going to do about half the song, and then we're going to abruptly do something
different.
And then start with one of our originals, and then go in and then do two or three originals, and then we got kind of a medley of stuff that has a lot of different covers throughout it.
Are you ready for me and my announcement of y'all? Are you excited about that?
Yes. I don't know what you're going to say, but
I don't know what I'm going to say either, but it's going to come. It'll come to me.
Yeah.
Everything usually does. It comes to me.
We are one of the hottest bands in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia, Canada's Band of the Year 2003.
Yeah, 2003.
And it's funny because nobody pretty much – in the world knows where Nova Scotia is, except for the people that live in Nova Scotia.
I'm not sure there's any more rock and roll bands in Nova Scotia. Actually,
can you name the Halifax? Can you? I said name the Providence. I just gave you the name. It's Halifax, Nova Scotia is the Providence that it's in.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's I'm looking forward to it. Go ahead and publicize Days Fest coming up in August.
Oh yeah, on August 23rd on a Saturday at the Hangar. That's right off the Bessemer Airport. There's a little bar, looks over the runway.
Yeah.
And they got a little venue out there, and we put it on every year and it's the third week of August. So yeah. This year it's August 23rd. There's going to be five bands, and of course, it's Days Fest. We will be one of them.
Yeah, and you got, if you're asking yourself, why would somebody fly into Bessemer? That's a great question. We don't know, but there is a Bessemer Airport there. So it's awesome. It is a great place, and you got three or four bands going to be there too?
Yeah, it's going to be, yeah, there's five of us this year. Instead of three or four, okay. Whatever. Yeah, but yeah.
I will be there, and there will be no announcing. I don't have to do anything. I just have to enjoy myself, so I'll be there.
We might let you announce us when it's time for us.
Okay, well, I might do that. It's my fee per hour though, so just keep that in mind.
Yeah,
it's not cheap, buddy.
I got you.
All right. Well, thank you, Dane. I got a real guest we're gonna get to, but hey, good luck today. And
oh yeah,
break a leg.
Here's the real guest.
And I'll talk to you soon. Once again, no, seriously, you're gonna be a lot of fun today. I think Hueytown will be, you know. The days, they are a lot of energy. They are a lot of energy. But we got Jessica Key next.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm not happy with Gavin.
I know.
I smell like a shoe because I've been outside.
Relatable.
For hours now.
Yes.
And but I'm doing well. How are you? It's good to see you, and it's good to, you know, by the way, I want to say this. I didn't get the chance to see you in the play, but I heard you did a good job.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So what was your part in that again?
I played Miss Martindale. She was the theater teacher at the high school. She was super hippie, but really intelligent. She was giving Velma from Scooby-Doo vibes.
Okay. That's my favorite Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like them. I mean, I think she, you know, everybody, most of my friends like Daphne, but I thought Thelma was the real star of that.
Yeah, she really carried.
Well, she did, because Fred Daphne would just disappear.
Right.
Like for the entire cartoon.
Yeah.
And then Thelma would solve it. And then, you know, Fred with his bandana around his neck would come back and go, hey, yes. Would have been for those stupid kids. You know, come on, Fred.
I know. Come on.
But you want to talk a little bit about your business. So go ahead. Tell us what's going on with that.
Yes. So just this past month, I have launched a small business called Party Pals. Really just all over the Birmingham area, but right here in Hueytown, I'm doing a lot of kids' birthday parties, events, play groups, library story times, things like that. What I offer is character services, so I can do Miss Rachel. That's a really popular one. I'm actually dressed as that right now.
It's a good look.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It's very warm. It is I got here at like 9:30 this morning, and I was like, this is not good.
It's going to be, it's going to be a long day for you in that outfit.
Yeah, yeah. I've got about two more hours, and then
you're good?
And we're out. But I could do Miss Rachel. I've got Elsa, Snow White, and adding more characters as we speak. So
how's it been? Have you got a lot of calls? Have you been doing a lot of parties? How's the business been?
Yeah, it's been really good. A lot of good feedback, a lot of interest. Today I got to really promote it, and people are so supportive here in Hueytown of getting business cards and wanting to get more information. So I'm excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I've heard good things. And again, you probably don't have a lot of that competition here in this area. Right.
Yeah. So I don't think so.
So
I hope not.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Is this your first City Fest? You've been here before?
I've been here before. This is my first as Party Pals.
Okay.
My church normally does a booth.
And go ahead and talk about the church. And I think just a name change recently.
Yes,
okay, go ahead and talk about that.
I did want to talk about that.
Sure.
So,
well, I'm going to let you. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. Okay. So I still youth pastor at what was formerly Gary Wood.
Okay.
We just this past week changed the name to Kingdom Culture Church. And it's been a really exciting time. The Lord has just kind of been moving us in that direction, and it's perfect timing for it, and it's exciting to see where we're going.
Yeah, I've done some renovations too, y'all, and a lot of things. I pass it a lot, and I said, man, it's really looking good.
Yeah. The pavilion is up. That's been great for events. We've painted the church.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looks great. So I was talking to another youth pastor, because there's multiple churches here at City Fest today. There's businesses, vendors, churches. And he's a youth pastor. He used to work at the Boys and Girls Club. Boys and Girls Club, I'm a regional director for Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Okay. So I was talking to him, and he used to work with us. And, you know, he was talking about, I asked him how things are going. I will think, and you can answer this, when it comes to teenagers now and keeping their attention, It is difficult, mm-hmm. right? How does that work? How do you do it?
Yeah, you've got a lot of things you're competing with.
exactly.
You know, their phones is probably the biggest thing. You know, I think it all comes back to relationship. If you invest time with teenagers, if you show up for them, they're going to have a natural level of respect for you. And what I've found with my kids is I respect them. I show up for them. I hang out with them, invest that time. And whenever I get up to do a message or we're doing something, I don't really think I have an issue with, you know, competing with the phone. But yeah, I mean, keeping it engaging, fun, games, whatever, illustrations. But really, I think it just comes back to that connection. You've got to invest the time in their lives. So
yeah, I think the difference is when I was growing up, you know, we went to church because there was things there that we didn't have at home.
Right.
Now, a teenager has pretty much anything you want at your fingertips.
Yeah.
So you have to work a lot harder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not easy, but you know what you're getting into, right?
But you make it work.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure. Yeah,
you get creative.
And I think the relationships you build, and I think the best part of your job, I would think, is definitely part of my job, is you get to see people grow up, and then 5-10 years later, it's already happened to me a few times today here, seeing adults now when you knew when they were 14, and how successful they are and how well they're doing in life. And even if you have just the smallest part of that, that's a great thing.
Oh, yeah, those seeds that you sow.
It's
rewarding. Sometimes you don't see immediate fruit, but later on down the road you see it, and it's like, it was worth it.
Yes, exactly. I did a great job. Yes. I'm really good at this.
Yes.
So finally, you got a podcast. Let's talk about that real quick.
Oh,
And then hopefully you don't have a gab in there that will make you have to do 5 intros.
No, it's just me.
Is it just you?
It's just me.
I just want to say.
Go ahead, Gavin, please.
We had these first-time issues, and I fixed them within a minute.
You did. Listen. You did a very adequate job today.
Gavin, I'm hiring.
Gavin's fantastic. Gavin's actually helping me today on stage. If anybody listens to this podcast, they know that I like to mess with people. And unfortunately, some of our co-hosts aren't here all the time. Gavin's always here. And if you're on this podcast with me, what's going to happen?
Yeah, you're going to make fun of, most likely.
That's awesome.
Something but that no, happened. Gavin does a great job.
It
but go ahead.
Character.
It does. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Pat on the back for Jamie.
Yeah.
real quick, podcast.
Yeah. So I have a podcast called Make Me a Vessel by Jessica King. It's on Spotify. I've been doing it almost 2 years now and trying to get on a more consistent schedule with it and figuring out all the, you know,
ins and outs,
fun, you know, technological stuff with it. But
yeah, that's the difficult part sometimes is learning how to, and you know, when we first started, the hardest part for us was finding the service to upload it to. It took forever.
Yeah.
And, do you have guests?
I have not yet. I want to get kind of like y'all set up. Y'all can't see what I'm seeing right now. The listeners can't, but it's a pretty good setup.
We got multiple mics. Yeah,
yeah.
We got them.
Yeah. I wear my AirPods. That's how I record mine. So, Gavin, for real, you should come hang out at Make Me a Vessel podcast. But no, I would love to get guests on the podcast.
Well, listen, I'm going to volunteer. I would love to be a guest on it.
Yeah.
But the problem is once you get me started, it's going to probably be 3 or 4 hours.
That's okay.
I'll just keep talking.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fine. I like to talk. I like to
there
listen,
too.
There we
go. So it'd be a great podcast right
it
there.
It really would.
But anyway,
really would.
Well, best of luck on your business.
Thank you.
Best of luck at the church with the name change and the work you're doing. Are you going to be in some more plays coming up anytime? Are you going to audition again?
I will actually be helping with our theater camp right here this summer.
I heard about that. That's going to be great. Go ahead and tell us about that real quick.
Yeah, it's going to be like a week-long day camp for elementary school and middle school. I'll be taking the middle schoolers and just going through different acting techniques and improv and all sorts of fun things. So if you're listening, bring your kid.
You know, I think that's awesome because you might not know that you have that talent. You don't know until you do it, right? You don't know until you do it.
Right.
And
try.
And the fact that it's, you know, a lot of cities don't have their own community theater. A lot of towns don't. So I think that's an awesome thing.
Oh, I was so excited when we got that because I've lived in Birmingham almost 3 years, like in just the Birmingham region, you know. And I looked for a community theater, and it's so hard to find one around here, you know. And when Hueytown launched theirs,
it's
I was
awesome.
Like, yeah. So.
I had not. We did the awards. I got to MC the awards banquet a few weeks ago, and we did it in the theater. And that's the first time I've been there, and it was really nice.
Yeah,
it's
really
a beautiful
is.
Facility.
It really is. So I'm excited about what's to come for that, and being a part of more things. So,
and if you're listening, if you're thinking that asking if I've ever been in a play, yes, I was Jacob Marley in A Christmas Carol.
Perfect.
I should have won an award. I got It should have happened.
Grammy?
I'm still waiting for it, really. So the high school, if the high school people give out awards, you owe me one. You owe me one.
Yeah.
I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah.
But Jessica, thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun, and hopefully we can get you on. And like I said, I'd love to come on your podcast. Just let
me know.
Yeah,
come on. Come on.
Right,
that'd be awesome. Thank you so much.
Stay cool today.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jessica. So there you go. Once again, quick episode. We really want to talk about the bands real quick that are going to be on today. Let's see if I can find them real quick. Oh, here we go. We have Blue Moon Duet that opened up. They were really good. Three Generations, which has our very own chamber member, Catherine Versiglio. She was so good. Owen Griffiths is on stage right now. I'm going to have to go up there in just a second and get him off the stage. Ava Theros, I hope I say that right. And look, is Jake Ware going to join us real quick? Is that possible? The Crown Prince of Hueytown going to join us? Is that going to happen? We got the days coming up. Motel Ice Machine, Logan the Entertainer, the M80s, which, by the way, if you've never seen them, you like 80s cover, man. They're where it's at. And, of course, country music sensation, Restless Road, 8:45 tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, Jake, welcome. We got about 4 or 5 minutes. You are hot and sweaty. How's everything going?
It's going good. 4 or 5 minutes, that's plenty. That's all the time I've got.
Well, real quick, 7th Annual City Fest, it just keeps getting better and better and bigger and bigger. I mean, how does this happen? What makes it go?
Man, first and foremost, what makes it go is the people walking around here in these blue Hueytown City Fest shirts.
Amen to that. Yeah.
All the folks here on the Arts Council. I mean, there is a lot of time, hours, days, sweat, tears that goes into a day like today. It didn't get just planned 2 days ago. This is a year's worth of planning culminating to this day.
Well, that's what I was telling people. As soon as this thing's over, you are talking next week. Okay, let's look for the 8th annual.
Exactly. So, I mean, Monday. We'll meet Monday to recap everything that went well, what we can improve on, and we start planning again for the 8th one. But a lot goes into it.
Yeah, this is being here and having the chance to MC and be a part of it, even a small part that I do. I enjoy it so much.
Well, we need the your velvet tones to people in the right mood and
yeah.
Get everybody going. Yeah, we can't do it without the voice of Jamie Gilmore.
And absolutely, and I want to thank Gavin, who even though he messed up multiple times here at the beginning of the podcast, is helping me so much. He's helping me on stage. And
Gavin's the do-it-all.
He's in college now. He's grown up. You know, he's kind of grown up. This is his third City Fest for you?
Yep, third.
Great. Wow. So somebody was asking me, in this quick question, what makes us decide who we're going to get as far as headliners? You got Restless Rodeo, up-and-coming, really good country band. Y'all go through them. How do y'all pick that?
So it's really – you're just kind of – you ask people what they want to hear, you know, and I just – I grew up here, so you kind of know the demographic.
Oh, you know.
And what everybody likes. You know, a little bit of country, a little bit of R&B, a little bit of 80s rock and roll. But we've gotten quote-unquote big time now, and we have a talent agent that we go through.
That great, yeah.
It makes it a lot easier, because when this first started, that was just me going to people, artists I could think of, going to their website, scrolling to the bottom, finding, you know, their touring manager email address.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'd email me back, sometimes they wouldn't, you know. So it's nice to have somebody that kind of compiles that together. I then take that back to the Arts Council, and we discuss, hey, who do you think is going to draw people? You know, and we came across Restless Road this year that we think people would really enjoy. We haven't had a true country act headline yet.
Yeah, but this is the first time, because last year?
Last year was Sister Hazel.
Which, by the way, if you're a fan, grew up when we did.
Yeah.
I mean, great band in the 90s, 2000s, still around.
They're still rolling.
And the year before that was Taylor Hicks, again, American Idol. So, again, the acts continue to get bigger and
this
better.
This is our third year where we've actually had, you know, I mean,
we've
had good music.
Yeah.
But this is our third year where we've been able to have, you know, somebody that you're going to hear on the radio, that people know, you know, we want to go see those folks for real.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're excited to have them. They were just nominated for, I think it was a CMA or ACM New Country Artist of the Year. So it's cool to have somebody like that here coming to Hueytown.
And I just want to say, Motel Ice Machine, have they played every
single year there? The de facto City Fest band.
There you go.
I mentioned that in that West Jeff magazine that you can't have City Fest without Motel
they
Ice
Machine.
They
are the Hueytown house band.
Yeah, they are. They are the house band, absolutely.
Motel Ice Machine, they're always a lot of fun. We got Logan the Entertainer back from last year.
Logan, that's somebody we had a lot of people. He graced the City Fest stage for the first time last year.
Yeah.
And we only had him for a short little bit. I didn't really know what to expect. We just had people recommend him. And, man, there were so many people asking for him to come back and give him a little bit more time. So we pushed him to the evening, get a little bit bigger crowd.
So entertainer. And then, of course, we got the Days the first time. Just had them on.
Yeah.
They're a classic rock cover band, been around for years. They're a lot of fun, plays locally. And then the M80s, which, by the way, again, a great band, 80s cover band, a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear them. I have not heard them personally, but, I mean, I know a lot of people have. They tour all around, so super happy to have them here.
Well, Jake, it's going to be a great show, a great day. And, of course, obviously, you know, we're recording this live from here, but you need to get out to City Fest. You need to get out to Hueytown events. You know, we have the city of Hueytown does as many events as any city in the state of Alabama, I believe. It's something going on all the time.
Yeah, you've got, again, I mean, the people that put these things on, you know, you've got the Arts Council, and then some of those bleed over into the Chamber.
Chamber bleeds with art, yeah.
Yeah, it just kind of goes back and forth. And there's just a really good group of people here in the community that you've got some creative minds that, you know, make things happen. They make ideas become reality. So you've got stuff like this. I mean, the Arts Council just started, you know, probably 6 months ago, the community theater program. I mean, that's taken off. You can find all that information on those upcoming events. But we got a lot going on.
No, and listen, again, get out, be a part of it, be a part of the community, and have a good time. Jake, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Always,
appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. I didn't ask the normal question I normally ask either.
I don't. The answer's no. The answer's no.
There you go. If you know, you know. It's an inside joke. If you don't, we're not going to ask it. Well, listen, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. The go-home song is going to be Last Rodeo from Restless Rodeo, who is headlining tonight. So enjoy that. Huh? Restless Road. Last Rodeo. That is the song. Enjoy. It's going to be a blast tonight. Next time you're here, next time you're in town, make sure you stop by one of the events. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Good night.
Bet you thought I'd hang it up when you hung me out to dry. You hit me with a goodbye faster than a second ride. Thought you were the best damn thing that I'd ever had. Thought that I'd give up on love, but this ain't my last rodeo. Just off this heart.